grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Mark chapter 7, verses 33 to 35. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, Jesus put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And from the third chapter of the letter of St. James, the sixth verse, "And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, and set on fire by hell." In the Gospel read on this Lord's Day, we are brought very close to the life of Jesus, because in today's Gospel reading, we hear the very word of Jesus in the language he spoke, which was the Aramaic language, a language which is very close to Hebrew. Jesus says to the man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, "Ephphatha, Ephphatha," which means "be opened." And we're told that the man's ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. His tongue. But in the other passage I just read from Holy Scripture, we hear St. James say, "The tongue is a fire." The tongue is a fire. And the point is that though our tongue is a gift of our Creator, it can, like every gift of our Creator, be abused, misused, indeed used not for good, but for evil. And I doubt that there's any passage in all of Holy Scripture that speaks more plainly and powerfully about that dismal reality than does St. James, who writes, "The tongue is a fire." The tongue is a fire. So just let's listen now to everything that St. James has to say about the tongue. He writes, "We all make many mistakes. And if anyone makes no mistakes in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also." If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they may obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Look at the ships also, though they're so great and are driven by strong winds. They're guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. Just so, the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. What a huge forest can be set ablaze by a tiny spark, and the tongue is a fire. It represents among the members of our body the world in all its wickedness. It pollutes our whole being. It heats the wheel of our existence red hot, and its flames are fed by hell. Beasts and birds of every kind, creatures that crawl on the ground or swim in the sea, can be subdued and have been subdued by mankind, but no one can subdue the tongue. It is an intractable evil charged with deadly venom. We use it to sing the praises of our Lord and Father, and we use it to invoke curses on our fellow men who are made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth come praises and curses. My brothers, this should not be so. How plainly and how powerfully St. James pictures this dismal reality. And if we're honest with ourselves, we have to admit that what St. James says is nothing but the sober truth. For once words have been said, they can't be unsaid. And who of us doesn't know how much deep hurt and sadness and anger and resentment and even despair are caused by careless and cruel words, by careless and cruel use of the tongue. The tongue is a fire. I'd also like to call your attention to this. Perhaps you've heard people say, I know I have, that there's so much misinformation and so much cunning deception and so much sheer dishonesty in what is said both privately and publicly that we just don't know what to believe anymore. We just don't know what to believe anymore. And I ask you, what causes this, if not the misuse and abuse of the tongue, of our Creator's gift of speech? We seem to have come to a state of affairs where the distinction between truth and untruth is in grave danger, and lies of all kinds had filled the vacuum left by the disappearance of that distinction. The tongue is a fire. The gift of speech is one of our Creator's gracious gifts to his human creatures. And the abuse, the misuse of that gift is a grievous sin. And as St. Paul instructs us, the wages of sin is death. Not only the death of the body, but the death of trust, the death of kindness, the death of sympathy, the death of compassion. Our Creator is gracious. He is kind. And because we are made in his image, we are called to be gracious, kind. In fact, St. Paul plainly says, let your speech be gracious. Let your speech be gracious. To be gracious is to be kind. It is to be generous. It is to be compassionate. It is to encourage one another and cheer one another on life's sometimes difficult journey. All creation gives glory to God, each creature in its own way. Some of God's creatures wordlessly, by their majesty and beauty and wonder, the birds by their song. But it's the particular privilege of us God's human creatures to use our tongue to speak his praises with tongue and voice, to use our tongue to love him, to use our tongue to love one another. The crowd which saw our Lord Jesus heal the man who was deaf and had a speech impediment were filled with wonder at the miracle he wrought and exclaimed, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. He has done all things well. He has done all things well. And these are words which echo the story of creation, which concludes with the word, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The Son of God, through whom all things were made and are held in being, came into this world to restore the fallen, broken creation, and all the miracles he wrought during his earthly ministry pointed forward to the great miracle of his glorious resurrection, in which we see God's truly loving purpose, not only for us, but for everything, everything he has made. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds,